This is a free audio sample of the manuscript. The Rouge Scarf. This story chronicles actual events that occurred during the rescue of 1,800 civilians in Africa. What follows includes the title page and chapter 1 from the manuscript. Let's begin. The Rouge Scarf. By Thomas O'Hare. Synopsis. An accurate timeline of events when African Simba rebels, backed by Russia and China, descended from the Congolese hills to reclaim their country. The resulting brutality called for the most extensive international civilian rescue since World War II. Operation Dragon Rouge was born. An armada of U.S. aircraft, Belgian paracommandos, mercenaries, ANC soldiers, plus CIA assets assembled. Destinies of strangers intertwined during 72 hours of confrontation, heartbreak, and salvation. First edition, December 1, 2022. Second edition, March 1, 2023. Chapter 1. Congo Bound. November 22, 1964, 0300 hours Zulu. Inbound. The black sky, illuminated only by cloud-to-cloud lightning, conceals a lone aircraft approaching. The low-pitch whine of the aircraft's four turboprop engines increases as it navigates between rising thunderheads. The aircraft's silhouette briefly appears in the darkness during lightning flashes as it proceeds to its secret rendezvous. Inside, a battle-hardened veteran named Rip Robertson sits close to the cockpit wearing olive drab fatigues void of emblems. He has fought in numerous conflicts scattered across the globe for over 20 years. He sits separate from the group of 17 heavily armed Cuban exiles. Several years prior, he had led these men onto the beaches of Cuba. As he stares into the distance, his head fills with visions of when he and Grayston Lynch led their failed invasion at the Bay of Pigs. In April of 1961, 1,500 expatriates stormed the Cuban beaches. Their sole purpose was to topple the Castro regime that had brutally taken power 2 years prior. The operation was doomed to fail when U.S. authorities denied the promised air and naval support. Grayston and Rip lost too many good men because of that betrayal. The guilt he feels from that broken promise still eats away at his soul. They were dedicated patriots whose country had abandoned them. They begged for assistance from the sands they swore to liberate, only to be unmercifully slaughtered by Castro's forces. His mind fixates on the current world situation and what could have been if not denied the promised support. The simple chain of events rolls through his mind like an endless old black and white newsreel. It was a straightforward operation that would have changed the global political landscape for decades. It failed solely because of the newly installed inept and treacherous American political leadership at that time. The tragic chain of events keeps spinning around inside his head. January 1, 1959, Castro's revolutionaries take over Cuba from Batista, communism gains a foothold in the Americas. April 17, 1961, CIA trains and supports 1,500 Cuban exiles for an invasion of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs. It failed at the last minute when critical air and naval support were withdrawn. The result, 118 Cuban exiles died. Four American pilots lay dead on Cuban soil. 1,202 survivors are captured and held for 20 months. August 13, 1961, construction of the wall that would divide Berlin, Germany, into Soviet East and Allied West sectors commences. The Berlin Wall would split the city into two zones for 28 years. October 16, 1962, as a direct result of the failed Bay of Pigs invasion, the Soviet Union installed nuclear missiles in Cuba to ensure Castro and communism remained. The Cuban Missile Crisis lasted 2 weeks and became the closest the United States has ever come to nuclear war. November 22, 1963, President John F. Kennedy is assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Lyndon B. Johnson is sworn in as the 36th President of the United States. February 28, 1964, thousands of Simba tribesmen, backed by the Soviet Union and Chinese communists, descend from the hills to fight the Congolese National Army, ANC. The Simba Rebellion is underway in the Congo. Communism is gaining a foothold on the African continent. August 5, 1964, the U.S. Consul in Stanleyville, Michael Hoyt, and four of his staff are taken hostage, two of which are secret CIA assets. Stanleyville has fallen to the Simba rebels. Upwards of 2,000 European, Canadian, and American citizens are taken hostage by rebels. A number of those hostages are soon executed. November 22, 1964, a lone unmarked aircraft will land in the Congo with an 18-man CIA rescue team designated Operation Low Beam. Their sole mission: rescue five American consulate diplomats being held hostage by African Simba rebels. Rip suddenly composes himself and looks around the aircraft cargo bay. 17 Cuban exiles, two International Harvester 80s, IH-80s, and one Chevy pickup truck, each with a small utility trailer, make up his rescue force. They are all combat veterans ready for a fight who understand the difficulty ahead. This time the powers to be in Washington are totally behind them. The lone aircraft slowly fades into the distance while dodging thunderheads. The sounds from the storm echo while the low-pitch whine of turboprops slowly fades. Once again, their adventurous exploits will become inscribed on the pages of history. This ends of the audio preview of The Rouge Scarf. To learn more about the manuscript, go to www.therougescarf.com. That's www.therougescarf.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.